then you leaned even further into it. You kept the promise that you made to yourself. You proved that automatic negative thought wrong. You also moved your emotions from more positive. And now you're sitting here on this episode and I can see it all over you. You're proud of yourself.
I'm not right for this. I don't know if this will help me. I don't know if I'm going to belong. They're going to see me. This is too scary. Whatever. This might be a beautiful opportunity for you to get out of that comfort zone, challenge yourself, and really see what you're capable of. Most of us are looking for hope, answers to the madness, certainty that we'll be okay, and someone safe to help guide us through the most challenging parts of our lives. In a world that's changing and evolving every single day, where chaos, uncertainty, and cycles we never chose wreak havoc on our lives, it's easy to feel lost, hopeless, and scared of what the future will hold.
Evolve Ventures is here to provide that hope, direction, and data-driven strategies to growth-minded human beings just like you every Monday and Thursdays, where each new episode is filled with vulnerable stories, interesting lessons, and simple tools you can use that will help you evolve into the person you were always meant to be. My name is Emilia.
And I'm Bianca.
And as the co-founders of Evolve Ventures, we are so grateful to be a part of your evolution. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody. It's Bianca.
And it's Emilia.
Welcome to another episode of Evolve Ventures, where we are helping growth-minded humans evolve by breaking one limiting belief at a time. We hope you enjoyed the last episode, 284, Green Flags to Look For in Your Relationships. For today, 285, Motivation Monday, three surefire ways to feel more confident. I am wearing a Canadian tuxedo right now that is making me feel hella confident in my little vest. So get this started pretty well today. Confidence, like we've talked about in so many of the episodes, even episodes that weren't specifically targeting confidence, but alluded to it, confidence is not a state of being. Confidence is a skill. Confidence is an action. Confidence is the way that you choose to show up in every single moment of every single day. And what we want to help each and every single one of you do is really start to build and feel that incredible sense of confidence that you all have within you. It might just not be tapped into yet. It might just not be at the level that you want it to be yet. And that's okay, because it's a skill. And like any skill, it can be built upon. So what we are bringing forth to all of you are three ways to, without a doubt, build your sense of confidence. I will start with number one, Em, if you're okay with that.
Definitely. And before you get into it, can we have our listeners rate themselves 0 to 10 where they are?
On each of these?
No, just like in general. So like 0 to 10, dear listener. Mr. Evolver, where are you at in terms of feeling confident? Do you feel a 10 out of 10 confident, ready to bust down your Monday, ready to get at it? If so, screenshot this episode and send it our way and said, I am ready to crush my Monday. And we will share it on our story. If you're at the other end of the spectrum, that's okay too. And screenshot this episode and at us and say, SOS, help. Needing motivation to feel more confident now, right? So, but in general, if you're listening to this podcast, 0 to 10, rate yourself 10 out of 10, 0 out of 10. Where do you fall in between? Okay, B, get at it.
Well, M, let's lead by example. Where are you right now, 0 to 10 in your level of confidence?
I would say my level of confidence is at like 8.5 right now.
Right now?
Yeah. Cool. Right now. Yep. Contributing factors to that is I'm able to keep pretty much any single promise that I make to myself, which we'll talk about later today or later in this episode. I'm able to crush all of these things that we're going to talk about in this episode, but it's lower than it typically would be because I am not feeling so great from a physiological standpoint. Alan has given me a wonderful transfer of some bacterial that I'm working through. So anyhow,
some germs,
some sick. Yeah, no, some germs. Where are you at?
I'm at a 9. I am at a solid 9 today. I have been crushing my morning, and I feel really good about a lot of the things that I did today, which I'll just dive into. Number one is get out of your comfort zone. I'll speak about exactly what I did today. One of the things that I have been challenging myself to do, because I want to feel more confident within myself and I want to build a much greater sense of self-worth within myself, is I'm challenging myself to do things that make me so uncomfortable. And I have specific criteria for doing it. I need to show myself that nothing bad is going to happen if I lean more into who I am. That I'm not going to be rejected. I'm not going to be pushed away. In fact, I'm going to be loved for who I actually am and not this person that I've been trying to be and not the person I used to pretend to be. So a few of the things that I did this morning, I got up at 4:30 and I kept the promise of keeping to my alarm. I went to the gym and I did active recovery, which is basically me slow going it on the bike. And while I was there on the bike, I recorded a story for my Instagram. Today's date is the 16th. So this will be a while. This will be like about a month ago that this comes out. But I was on the bike and I recorded a story full blown knowing people were watching me and watching me with my phone out recording a video. And I get such an ick when I know people are watching me do things like that, because the negative automatic thought that pops up in my head is they're going to judge me and think I'm like self-centered and that I'm conceited and that I'm full of myself and whatever.
Have you ever found yourself wishing that you could find other growth-minded people, like feeling stuck and alone because the people around you aren't on the same path as you? We have been there, and this is why we created Out of the Mud. It's a free live virtual event hosted the last Wednesday of every single month. This event is a safe space to hear new ideas, take away simple, tangible tools, and connect with other people just like you without the pressure of needing to engage, turn on your camera, or worry about judgment.
Full-blown knowing that that was the narrative I had going in my head and knowing people were watching and people that I knew that they won't say anything to me while we're at the gym, but I know they know me, I recorded the video and I just did it. And once I was finished, I noticed that like ick feeling, but I was so proud of myself because I didn't let my own negative narrative stop me from adding value on my social media, which is so important to me. Something I did after that, I sent a DM to somebody. I saw this person on TikTok. I think she's very beautiful. I like some of the content that she posts. So I slid her a DM and I said, hey, not sure if you're interested, not sure if you're dating someone or whatever, but I think you're very pretty and I would love to get to know you. I don't know if she'll respond. That wasn't really the intention. The intention was I'm doing things that make me uncomfortable. And I'm proving to myself that it's okay to do these things. So number one, get out of your comfort zone. We are going to be launching group coaching round 2 soon. You might see stuff popping up. You probably will on social media. That might be a beautiful opportunity for you to get out of your comfort zone, because you might have the thoughts pop up that I'm not right for this. I don't know if this will help me. I don't know if I'm going to belong. They're going to see me. This is too scary. Whatever. This might be a beautiful opportunity for you to get out of that comfort zone, challenge yourself, and really see what you're capable of.
Definitely. So number 2 surefire way to feel more confident is to master your emotional reaction. So B, I'm just going to use the example that you gave right there, where when you had that automatic negative thought, the emotional reaction when you continue to groove that automatic negative thought could have very well been on the low valence scale, meaning not really feeling good about it. If you were to believe and really continue thinking that these people are going to judge me, they think I'm conceited, they think I'm full of myself, blah, 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 right? if you were to allow those thoughts be loud and continue to be loud instead of doing the complete opposite, which is replace that narrative with I'm going to do it anyways because I know that I'm going to add value here. I know that I'm not self-conceited, blah, 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 right? Insert with more adaptive thought processing. What that did, that transferred what could have been an emotional reaction of fear and of guilt or of even, who knows, shame. Although all of the emotions that could have been your reaction, you actually transferred them from that state, which would have been continuous if those thoughts prevailed, over to a more positive reaction, which is that leaning into, maybe it's the fear. You're leaning into the fear. You're maybe scared, but you're also excited because you're also going to keep the promise that you make to yourself. And there's a little bit of curiosity here, like, what am I capable of? And with that, you were able to master your reaction and do it anyway. So that's a level of self-leadership that when you apply that to scenarios like that over time, it leads us to number three, which is mastering your ability to get outcomes that you actually want. So by you saying to yourself, I'm still going to do it anyways, mastering your emotional reaction and your emotional response and doing it so that you can get the outcome that you want, post on your story. That is exactly the way that you keep not only a promise that you made to yourself, you overcome the automatic negative thoughts, the emotional reactions that can derail you, but then you leaned even further into it. You kept the promise that you made to yourself. You proved that automatic negative thought wrong. You also moved your emotions from more positive, and now you're sitting here on this episode and I can see it all over you. You're proud of yourself. You know, and that's a surefire way to feel more confident. So that was a great example. And I'm grateful that you shared that with our listeners, because while that was for you right now, that can be applied. The same principles can be applied no matter what it is for our listeners.
And the way that you build confidence over time is doing this over time. So I feel really confident right now because I felt capable in my ability to do those things because over the last 5, 6, 7 years, I've been making a really conscious, intentional effort to challenge myself and to do these three steps over and over and over again. And now I'm in a place where that fear doesn't stop me as much as it used to in the past. I'm able to work through it. I'm able to work through the narrative, and I'm able to get the outcomes that I want because I'm doing these things. And I feel really good about myself because of the fact that I'm doing these things. And because I feel good, I'm more likely to try again in the future. So getting out of your comfort zone, mastering your emotional reactions. So for me in that instance, it was fear and insecurity. And then number three, keeping the promises you make to yourself and getting the outcomes that you want. Those are the three surefire ways to build confidence. They are simple. Doesn't mean that they're easy, but they are definitely doable. And if this is something that you want more help with, the Evolve Group Coaching Program will 100% help you learn how to do this and teach you deeper skills of how to do this. The last group that we had said that that was the most transformational group they had ever done. It was one of the only ones that they had ever done that they actually felt like they got their money's worth plus some. They all said it was extraordinary. So if that is something that you are interested in, please reach out, let us know, or go to our website and all of the information will be on there. What is your episode suggestion?
274, what causes our emotions and how can we change them, or how do we change them? And that will help anyone that's struggling with number two, mastering emotional reactions, will really help you in this arena. What about you?
272, the truth about therapy. All right, everybody, go crush your week and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone. We know firsthand how important it is to have a safe space with people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Wednesday of every single month,
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. What's great too is that you don't even need to have your camera or mic on. You can just listen in. Click the link in the show notes to register for the next topic to kickstart your growth.
Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a place where you can connect with us live and in a fun, lighthearted way. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses, and these are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself.
If this episode resonated with you, or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion.
This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Names and identifiable personal details mentioned in respective podcast episodes and stories may have been changed to protect personal privacy and identity.